We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Even if you dislike the Patriots, even if you dislike Tom Brady, appreciate what they stand for.
Really?
Did the Patriots earn yesterday's win? No.
Tom Brady just showed up.
They literally won a coin flip.
The officials and the Patriots won that football game.
The powers that be wanted the Patriots to win this thing.
The officials are told, we want Boston and we want Los Angeles in the Super Bowl. Go out there and do your best to make it happen.
We have high standards in the NFL.
There comes a time for hate, and this is the time.
They go and they film our practice. Mm-hmm. They go and film our practice.
They beat us in the Super Bowl. After watching those videotapes.
I'm done!
Right now.
His dad was murdered by killers.
You nobody get murdered by killers.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Not a big fan of killers.
Not a fan. You don't like murderers them. Who kill people?
Do not. Nope.
That's how you actually become a murderer, yeah. Right? You actually kill people.
And then you reform.
Yeah.
Right? His dad was murdered by killers.
That's right.
617-779-7937. So before the break, we were talking about the latest stuff. Michael Wilbon goes on the air last night. I like Wilbon. I think he's been good over the years, but he's so caught up, so hung up on Tom Brady and his success in the Patriots. Why should Michael Wilbon and all these reporters that put so much time and effort into, you know, getting better at their job have to deal with the Patriots every single season?
I don't care about the Super Bowl.
I know. Right, to deal with them in the Super Bowl. Why do we have to deal with them? Give us somebody new. So then we gave you some writer that was kind of new on the scene. And the new thing now is you always preface it by saying, but whoa. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the history
Before
of
Before I rip you, let me tell you how much I respect what you've accomplished.
So we've gained some progress here, guys, because a year or two ago, they weren't doing this. Yeah. Montana, and we had Aaron Rodgers up until a month ago or whatever. Now it's all changed. So now we got a new clown on the scene. This is Tim Marchman.
Who is that?
He's a joke. That's what he is, Trey. He's a joke. So he's gone and made a case. And by the way, does the same thing, right? Louis says that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
It starts with this tweet.
Yeah.
He says, I think sports press should be able to agree on one thing. Tom Brady is an impressive and legendary champion.
That's the new line.
Just He's like Barry Bonds or Lance Armstrong. And you're like, huh, all right. Now, apparently this guy
What do they all have in common?
This, what is, I don't even know what it is, Gizmodo.
So Gizmodo is a design, technology, science, and science fiction website.
Right. Hmm.
But they also have something to do with Deadspin, apparently, too.
Yes.
He sort of continues, and he's like, for many years, Tom Brady's been putting up physically impossible performances at advanced ages while crediting his performance to a quack guru. He said, and he talks about how, it's interesting how there's never been a whiff of a scandal at all surrounding Tom Brady, unlike maybe Serena, and he goes into it all. But then he goes. Then he call for action. He sends this tweet out.
If you be activist, we're going to be activists.
Sound the horn. Yeah,
he says, tweets out, if you have insight or information on how Tom Brady became one of the most impressive physical specimens in human history through not eating strawberries, you can easily and securely contact Deadspin sports reporters and Gizmodo science reporters here. And he gives you like a link. And it goes on about how you can DM him. So this guy is calling for people on Twitter.
So what's he looking for?
If you have any information on Tom Brady.
Needles with DNA on
I know a guy that he deals with.
A voodoo doll.
That's where he gets his stuff. He's looking for anybody who I'm sure would be extremely credible.
No, of course.
To go on Twitter and to send this guy information on Tom Brady.
What a clown. This is the new thing, by the way, now. There's one thing about being a politician. There's one thing about being a reporter. There's another thing now when you're going to be proactive because I take it that he's done the research, and as he says in there, he's pretty clean. They haven't been able to find anything. So now you're going to reach out, and you're just going to take anybody's opinion who tweets you back. So what were some of the tweets got back?
Yeah, well,
evidence. With some evidence.
This first guy might be onto something, because I got to admit, this doesn't sound right at all. So he goes on, he says, retweets a statement to him. He says, this guy apparently heard that he went to a shady Indianapolis, quote-unquote, wellness institute.
Ooh.
that was raided by the FBI with a founder named in several indictments. He also heard he had HGH sent to his Miami beach house in his wife's name. A wife, by the way, who was nursing three-month-old twins, not exactly a great HGH candidate. Oh, wait, that was... Yeah, he doesn't get into it.
That's Peyton Manning.
I think it was Peyton Manning. See, I knew that would be the thing. Actually, like, our boy Lou's. Lou's got a what decent one.
Lou,
here's Lou. Yeah, Lou chimed in. Of course he did.
You can't help yourself.
Of course he did. He won't read us all. I'm reading it.
You can't help yourself.
Lou says, Lou says,
you sure it was our Lou?
Yeah, Lou Maloney.
It wasn't some burner.
Nope. Blue check mark. He's official. He says, I have on good authority that Tom takes three leave with a cup of black coffee before each game, which could fall into the performance enhancer category.
True.
Here's a good part. Also, there is visual evidence that he may be dabbling in the controversial world of Botox.
For you, Lou Maloney.
So maybe there's some, you know, he looks like, you know, he's not aging like
enhancers.
Dorian Gray. There's some other ones about unicorns and, you know, voodoo dolls.
So there's nobody that's actually sitting there going, I get the pictures. Hey, Tim, I got the pictures. I got the video.
There's going to be someone who's serious and DMs this guy, and he'll release some sort of quote or statement somehow hoping that it's relevant.
This is, if you know anything about this ass clown, Tim Marchman, he's really kind of a political, you know, he's into an activist, and he happens to be very liberal, as you probably sense if he's working with
Brady,
Deadspin.
Though? What does that have to do with Brady?
It has something.
Because he had a hat in his locker.
Well, America's burning.
Hold on. You don't think the MAGA hat is a big deal?
Trump also tweeted out congratulations to Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, and Bill Belichick.
Leave Tom Brady alone.
Christian, you don't think that's a factor? You're crazy or naive.
Whatever. I guess it doesn't matter.
So this guy, and he's already got his mind made up. He thinks that, and that's what he's doing in the way he's approaching this, that Brady has had some artificial assistance in what he's doing to this day.
Botox.
And so that's... Botox. You know what? I wouldn't bet against Botox.
I think there's.
I would not bet against
B12.
All my girlfriends who get Botox.
He doesn't have the little crow's feet.
He's got
up
nothing.
There. He's got nothing.
He dates Giselle. They probably got a personal doctor back there.
Smelling him up. The Botox person lives with him. Right above Alex Guerrero. They got
wicked awesome. Yeah.
That's. But I'm not sure if that's the reason why he's playing at a high level.
But I saw this guy's reaction in the Covington kids from Kentucky, the Catholic school in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. As a prime example, if you looked at the original video that was out there, you're sitting there saying, what the hell are these kids thinking of? You know, what are they doing? Then when you look at the entire video, you're sitting there going, oh, that's not really what happened. Somebody gave me a little slice of it, like 4 minutes of it, and I thought it was one thing. It's not really the truth of what happened. This clown obviously jumped out on top of it, and then when the new video came out, he attacked the people who put the new video out because it didn't work to his agenda. And he's doing this with Brady right now. He's got to bring Brady down, and so what he's doing is he's going for the steroids did it. Steroids did it.
That's what they're hoping for, right? Yeah.
They got the story already written, and now they need the evidence.
They do.
So I know, but it's like, and I don't know, obviously, because he's not a winner like Tom, but so Tom's 41.
Last time I checked.
Drew Brees turned what last week?
40.
Yep, celebrated his birthday.
So runner-up to MVP this year or no? Only because of Pat Mahomes did?
Oh, no question. Might win it. Who knows?
What are we doing?
But he doesn't have all of the, you know, stuff in the past. He doesn't have, first of all, he's won one ring. Anybody can do that. There are a lot of guys that have won one ring. I mean, Tom's looking for number six right now, so that's a big difference. Second of all, there's Spygate, and then
Brees,
there's
Deflategate.
Brees has missed like two games since 2004.
Yeah.
Plays every week. So, I mean, I'm just you know,
but
he
you're right.
Hasn't won.
They treat him different.
40 years old.
They treat him different. Hey, they've come
doing what he's doing.
They've come a long way. They now truly believe that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback
just
in the
history. Just like Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, exactly.
just like him.
What a dick. I mean, what a shot.
What just cheated.
Like it's such a passive, well, not even passive aggressive. It's right up in your face. It's right up in your face.
You guys didn't think that was a clever dig?
No. I thought it was a stupid dig. I mean, this guy is just, as I said, he's an ass clown. He already has his story written, which too many media people do these days. They've got the story written, and then they go out and they dig out the information.
I can't wait
after.
To read it. He's got info on Tom Brady using performance-enhancing drugs.
I look forward to it.
We'll talk about that a lot.
Look forward to it, you know? And there's Lou tweeting back at him.
Because he says he doesn't drink coffee, and I'm not so sure about that. He might have caffeine. And we all know that caffeine can be a performance enhancer.
Yeah.
Well, I know Lou,
Back to the phone calls. Here's John in Maine. What do you got, John?
All right. The game clock is correct. Why wasn't Wilbon talking about that? That was like two extra timeouts for the Chiefs there. So I want to ask you guys, before the Chiefs game, why don't you ask Brady if he had a secret weapon to kind of contain Tyreek Hill? And he didn't really want to give it up then. But I noticed Keon Crossan
played a lot
yep. during that game. Yep. He had like 14 tackles all season, yep. and he had 11 tackles in that game.
Yeah, Jonathan Jones played a lot.
Jonathan Speed. Jones was
Speed.
The one.
Speed.
Yeah, both of them.
Yep. They were looking for quickness.
Well, I also noticed that he brought up Keon's name during that interview also with Jonathan Jones. So
yeah.
I was wondering if you guys think we're going to see some more of him in the Super Bowl.
Brandon Cooks. Speed. Robert Woods, speed. And we see who else. But the thing with them is that they have a different style of offense, right? They have the speed, but it's more of a pro set, and they got just thumpers. And Todd Gurley, lot to prove.
But, you know, I'm looking at it now. Like,
is he injured?
Lot to prove.
That'll be another storyline over the next 2 weeks.
Can we make somebody that fast?
He was awful in
but
the NFC
Mikey Reese has got the snap counts, right?
Yeah.
So Jonathan Jones, 41 snaps, 79%. Keon Crossan was out there for 8 snaps. So, yes, he was out there, but not Keon Crossan as much as it was Jonathan Jones, who's been pretty much a special team guy the last few weeks. He hasn't been in the mix.
Yeah, because of the emergence of J.C. Jackson.
J.C. Jackson. Right. It's been Jason McCourty. Right. That's the first time I think he hasn't really played defense in a while.
Here's Ed. Ed's driving around in a big old truck. What do you got, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the thing I think Wilbon was hiding behind is all he had to go on was the roughing the passer. For me, I think what he's more upset was that all the calls, you know, the Muff Effelman punt, and, you know, there's two or three catches that were questionable that went the Patriots' way, and just these haters, they just want to see it go against us, and it just gets them even more upset when these calls go in our favor. And for me, the only solution is you got to review it, because if they could have reviewed that roughing the passer the play, there's nothing that the haters and Wilbon can say. He has nothing to go on that.
No, they didn't.
No, you're right. Because I guarantee Wilbon and others are watching that Julian Edelman thing going, right? And they're explaining it, how it didn't hit the right hand, might hit the left. No, actually, this show didn't hit the left, might hit the right. And you know they're sitting there saying, not enough evidence. Can't overturn it. Not enough evidence.
I was afraid they were going to do that.
But I'm just
Weren't
saying,
you?
But they were convinced not themselves that there wasn't enough evidence when there actually was. There was no proof that it touched him. There was a lot of proof that it didn't.
Right.
All right, thank you.
But I was fearful that they were going to do that.
Sure.
I thought they were going to rule and simply say, because you couldn't tell either way. But they actually ruled the right way because they basically looked at it and said, there's no evidence that he touched it.
Didn't Edelman come out after the game and say, I wasn't even close to it?
Yeah, saying, okay, yeah, yeah, listen, I don't know about that.
No, you missed it by about an
inch. So go back and look at it. He sells it so well. It's amazing how well he sells that whole thing. It is. Because
when he never touched it.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
But
if you touched it and you're selling it that well, that's a different story.
Okay, but the guy picks the ball up and he runs with the ball. Now, I know you can't advance the ball.
Derek Jeter?
But it doesn't make a difference. You're going to chase him. Your normal instincts, if you think you might have touched it, is to go and tackle him, right?
I thought Derek Jeter picked that fumble up. It was Derek Dieter.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dieter. Yeah. Jeter?
That
yeah.
Close. Sounds close. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Way to go, baby. Way to go. What a f***ing day. Love you too, man.
You know, we've always gotten along great. You know, we've worked together for 19 years, so had the same goals in mind for 19 years. And, you know, he's been just a great, great mentor in my life, and he's the greatest coach of all time. And we just had some incredible moments together.
You know, it's been described. It's been described by some people that there have been issues.
That don't know. That right. I've never, some of these people, I don't know who they, I've never met them, never talked to them. So, I mean, I'm not going to get a bunch of, you know, gossip.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of stuff written. You remember the piece last year that you and Brady are having
never
all this problem?
Never talked to the guy.
Right.
Like, yeah.
National story today, because yesterday we heard from Tom Brady in the morning with Mutt and Callahan talk about how he loves this guy, how they've worked together, how it's all worked for great for both of them. And then we had Bill Belichick pretty much do the same thing in the afternoon, because people were stunned when they heard and saw the video of Bill Belichick actually saying, I love you, Tom, and Tom saying, I love you, too. a crying moment, a tender moment.
You didn't think there was? Do you think there was any "I love you" after the Jacksonville AFC Championship game last year? I know they lost against Philly, so there was no kumbaya moment or anything like that. But I guarantee
probably
you, there was a lot of. They came back from that game, tough game. Had it went down to the wire, all the way down to the end. Had to make a bunch of big plays.
Okay, can I say this then? We talked the whole offseason about Alex Guerrero, about the OTAs, about Tom being pissed off because he didn't win Patriot of the Week. We went through all of that stuff, and I'm not saying that none of that stuff did not happen. But when you look at this thing and you take two steps back and you look at where they are right now and you say to yourself, 19 years they've been together. You know, most marriages don't last 19 years. You've been part of that, Christian.
Why are you saying? You didn't look at Luke in the mirror. We have more in common than
you and Luke. So, and I know. But when you look at it, it is amazing. We see what's going on in Pittsburgh right now. In Philadelphia, there are players behind their backs right now, basically saying that Carson Wentz only cares about himself. We better not get rid of Nick Foles. They're already having internal stuff here. So I'm not saying that some of that stuff didn't happen, but did we all overreact to it? Did Seth Wickersham overreact by making it a big, huge deal? It's obviously not a big deal. Here they are in the Super Bowl.
Here they are again, next year. Handling their differences, working it out, having skull sessions. Right? What was that? Yardy?
Yeah.
They're having skull sessions where they meet, which they've always had these types of meetings where they talk about the game, you know, talk about defensive players.
That was my skull.
That's when you had the whole, and he was talking about Ed Reed.
Yes.
It's the same meeting. That's, hey, Ed Reed is awesome, a different type of player. That is basically a skull session. So what's the difference?
Well, I think that we just kind of took it too far. That's all. Like, trying to figure out what it all means.
No, I'm just. Never.
No, because it wasn't. I don't think it was made up.
No.
I mean, and you could sit there and you could think it's made up, but then you look right to your quarterback and you say, this is an organization that diffuses stories left and right, right? If there's a story out there publicly, they'll sit there and say, this is ridiculous. This is stupid. Like Bill did the other day. I never talked to these guys.
It's gossip.
They don't know anything. Yet Tom Brady is asked about his relationship with Jim Gray. Remember this when they had that little sit down and whatever. I don't know what the platform
Oprah
was.
Brings to mind Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft. Do you feel appreciated by them, and do they have the appropriate gratitude for what you have achieved?
I plead the fifth.
I mean, that is such a layup. That is such a layup. Like, you think if he was asked that question today, he would say, I plead the fifth?
No.
Or do you think they'd say, yeah, listen, Mr. Kraft is one of the greatest owners in my life. I'm so fortunate to be able to play for him. And Bill Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. You know, for me, yeah, you always feel the appreciation with these. I mean, it would have been a completely different answer today, I feel like. It just feels like they're in a different place.
Well, all that time.
But him just reacting to that and not squashing that and giving
I plead the fifth.
Giving the answer that you thought Tom Brady would normally give.
No,
the fact
that
he said that, that's not made up.
No, you're right. Tom extended the story.
Yes.
He allowed the story to fester out there. And even more so, Tom versus time. We took each episode. Remember that, guys? 15-minute episodes. We're taking them apart, and we're going, ooh, what does that line mean?
And I think he just wants, you know, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Ooh, he's not having fun. Oh, no. But you're right. They allowed this stuff to fester.
Yes.
And,
that's the point.
And Belichick did as well, because Belichick won't talk about this stuff. So he won't get into it.
Didn't Oprah ask him the same thing? And it was like a long, weird pause. And then I love him. But
is there something going on with you and Belichick?
No. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that he's an incredible, you know, coach, mentor for me. And he's pushed me in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything, we don't agree on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
But that's relationships.
That's relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's relationships.
But you notice the way he said
his
story?
Yeah, but notice the way the first love comes out. It's almost like he's trying to say a foreign word.
No, I mean, I love him.
Like it's a foreign word. You know,
well, I think he thought he was going to say, I'm in love with him.
I'm in love with him.
Which is like, oh, I'm not. I mean, I don't want. No,
say,
not like that.
Every time. Yeah. Shouldn't be kissing this kid like that.
But just as there's something going on with you and Bill, and it's like,
Well,
don't you see that he
They did.
I love him.
Yeah, here's
that's
our problem.
Relationships.
Yeah. Our problem is that we read into that pause and that as like he's like trying to hide something.
No, because the answer is if there's nothing, you quickly say no.
Yeah, well, no, but I just think he's so hyper aware of like just everything that every comment has to really be carefully thought out. So all he's doing is buying time.
Again, I go back. You asked Tom Brady that question now. Is anything going on between you and Bill? No. I don't get a pause.
But I think back then it was new.
You're right. The pause the pause leaves interpretation to, wait a minute. We had the same problem, if you remember, with Deflategate.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Yeah, exactly. So Deflategate.
I mean, it's over, right? You've already answered the question.
Do you remember the question when he was asked whether he cheated in the press conference for Deflategate?
I don't believe so.
It was a pause, and I don't believe so.
But that was a loaded question. What you guys think would be cheating is technically not.
So here's the one thing. We all think something happened. We all think between the relationship between all of them. We all believe that we probably exaggerated it. And then when this story came out and we probably overread some of the things that Brady and Belichick said or didn't say. And we did all of that. But in the end, it's amazing. 19 years, and they've certainly put it all in the rearview mirror. Alex Guerrero was there on the sidelines at the game this weekend. There is no issue. Nobody talks about Alex Guerrero anymore. Is he there? Is he not there? It's a non-factor. And the one thing we thought in the offseason that was going to, big thing that was going to prevent this team from getting back to where they're going is all of that dysfunction. And it was all off base.
Well, that's none relationships. Of
it. What you saw this year. And how it didn't affect them at all.
Yeah.
That's relationships.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why they've been successful for this long. I really doubt that this was the first offseason where there were issues between Tom and Bill. Might have been the first offseason when we heard about it.
You're right.
But this was not the first time these two have been at it before.
Yeah,
probably disliked each other for a month or two or whatever it was and disagreed on some things.
Oh, it's 19 years.
But it's the reason why they're so successful. Because
yeah,
they can
right.
say, okay, you know what? We showed up in camp. It's over. Let's go win another Super Bowl. Right. I'm in. You're in. Let's do this. Right. And it's done.
Right. To credit to both of them and to Gronk as well, to be able to be professional, to be able to understand that you're not always going to get along every single day at work. How about here? How about in our employment?
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome, Bill. Does everybody get along every single day? No, there are days people are pissed off or whatever. But in the end.
I'd say better now than in the past.
Oh,
I mean, it's true. There's no infighting. Nobody hates each other.
I hate
shot.
Hate. Rich Keefe.
Veiled shot right there.
But it happens in every business. People who are listening to us, are working in an insurance company or whatever, you know, some people don't piss you off sometimes. You're not pissed off at your boss because he's not giving you the best parking spot or something. You go through that. And then in the end, if you're good at your job and you're a professional, you say, screw it. It's winning championships.
Aaron
it's more Rogers important than all this other crap.
Ran Mike McCarthy out of the building.
Yes.
Ran him out of the building.
Yes.
You're not good enough.
So the Patriots,
I'm more valuable than you, and it just doesn't work anymore. But I'm not leaving. So you know what that means.
So and we've seen stars do this. LeBron's done this. Your buddy Magic Johnson has done this.
Riley was his replacement. Okay. So let's act like that wasn't a great decision.
It's okay. You can drive somebody out of the building if you get somebody better.
His replacement was arguably the best NBA coach to ever walk on the floor.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that Brady might have had issues with Belichick, but they solved it. They figured it all out, or they're not in this position. You know that. You just cited Green Bay. We cited Pittsburgh and the dysfunction they have. Philadelphia right now and the dysfunction that the Eagles might be dealing with in this offseason. These guys figured it out.
But also, I just don't think that's in Brady's kind of DNA anyways.
I agree.
It's just, I think it's in Rodgers' DNA.
So,
and I don't think it's in Brady's at all.
He's not confrontational.
Well, I don't think he's – I would say he's passionate about his job and he wants, the right people, but I don't think he would – I think he would just say, I got to play better.
Yep.
Right? If he has a coach that's calling stupid plays or being an idiot, I think he would say, you know what, I'm not going to go up there and say, listen, this guy's kind of a bad egg. He doesn't know what he's doing. I think he would say, you know what, I'm just going to have to overcome it. I'm going to have to play better and, overcome my coaching.
The difference might be – that they've had so much success together. And so he looks at Belichick and game plans and Josh, and he sits there and says, I might not agree with this on Tuesday or Wednesday, but I got to tell you, they've been right so many times before. I'm going along with the program.
And I would say,
and he's part of the process, as you know.
And you talk about what they're going to be talking about in Atlanta, and I think it would be who's more important? Who has more to do with the Patriots' success? Who's more valuable? Is it Bill or is it Tom?
That's always one.
No, but even more so now, because it's almost like, so if for the same people who say, you know, oh, you know, he's the greatest of all time. Yeah, but, you know, it's all Bill. Like, it's like they're just going to, they just change their story. Josh Downs had a great game plan. Bill was a great motivator, right? Or Andy Reid screwed up. Bob Sutton couldn't coach defense. He didn't adjust, right? It's never, it's like the days of credit going, you know, going directly to Tom is shifted where, no, don't give it to him. We got to give it to somebody else.
See, personally, I think I'd shift it the other way. I mean, early on, you're talking about Bill and the teams they built lately. I look at Tom this year. You know, when Tom wasn't playing at a high level, he said they can't win because he can't rescue them. And now all of a sudden, he's playing back at a high level again. I think he's healthy. I think for a while now, it's been Tom Brady rescuing this roster, putting up more points than the defense gives up. And if he doesn't go, they got no chance of winning.
Listen, if both of them were not here, if only one were here, either one, you could take either one you want, do you think they would have the 5 rings?
If what?
They need both.
They would not have 5 rings. Maybe they have 2 rings each. Maybe if Belichick is here and there's no Brady, there's 2 rings. Maybe if Brady is here and there's no Belichick, maybe there are 2 rings. They're on 5 rings.
So you got to make a decision, right? You got to choose one. It's
a game. We like playing the game, but I'm not sure it's accurate. I think the fact that you had the greatest quarterback in the game and that you also had the greatest coach that could work around stuff to make stuff work gives you 5 championship rings and hopefully 6.
Brady just accounted for so much of their success.
Yes, sure he does.
I know he had nothing to do with the defense,
but wait a minute.
Aaron
Rodgers, yeah, to a lot of people, has been the greatest quarterback in the league in the last 5 years. So what has he won?
Tom can take care of the offense, but Bill's discipline, you know, maybe Dante Scarnecchia's influence on the offensive line, Bill's discipline of managing a football game or defense or whatever, coaching guys up about, you know, the details, specific details within a game. Yeah, everything. I mean, all of them. I mean, even Dante Scarnecchia. You know, I think he's going to start getting attention, too, in the next couple of weeks the way this offensive line has played during these playoffs.
And see, I think nationally, and Boomer Esiason's been on this for some time, and I've been arguing this when I was arguing it out with people in SiriusXM when I was working there, because they, for some reason, the perception out there has been Belichick's a great coach, but he sucks as a general manager. I think he's the best roster builder in the National Football League. I do.
Minus the draft.
And I think he's had some difficulty in the draft.
Up for the draft.
But there are different aspects of it, right? You've got free agency, you've got trades, you've got all of this other stuff. But when you look at his roster and you look at working in the salary cap era in which you've got to play with certain numbers and within the confines of those numbers, who's done it better?
Screw you, Bill Belichick.
I mean, there are teams that have put together better fantasy teams. You know, and they've paid dearly for it by overpaying guys at the top. You look at this Los Angeles Rams team right now, I have to tell you, if you're talking about lasting power with teams, the Patriots might have a longer run here than the LA Rams have because of the way they've spent money.
Yes.
All right, we got one more segment to go here.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at a guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Patriots are headed to Super Bowl 53 to face the Rams. Talk about it now. Now back to OMF on Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Could you give me your reaction to the reports of the laser pointer shining into Tom Brady's face during Sunday's game?
Yeah, right now we're really focused on getting ready for the Rams, so that's what I'm working on.
Did it affect any of the plays at all?
Working on the Rams.
According to the numbers, Super Bowl teams usually turn over about a third of their roster the next season. Haven't had to make those decisions. I'm curious if you think it's just the nature of the business and salary cap that you must say goodbye to good players that were parts of good teams.
All right, wait a minute. So what does this have to do with the game now?
How tough it is to make those decisions, you know, when you've just done that the year before.
It's the National Football League.
Thank you.
I got 2 weeks of this.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
It was so good to us yesterday.
Thank you.
Smiling at Lou.
Thank you.
Lou didn't get an I love you, but he
No, he got a look, though.
We're good.
Everybody gets a look.
That look. That look.
We're good players ever since the Christmas card.
Yeah, but we got a gift. You didn't get a gift.
All right, wait a minute. So what does this have to do with the game now?
Nothing, Bill. Absolutely nothing. Do you have a problem with CBS? CBS is broadcasting the Super Bowl game, and they are rejecting an advertiser. They're rejecting medical marijuana commercial that wanted to purchase time on the Super Bowl.
Do you smell marijuana?
So first of all, I know people are going to get pissed off when I say this because I know it's legal in 30 states when it comes to medical marijuana. But I think a lot of the medical marijuana is
the front. Like,
I don't think Josh Gordon would appreciate the commercial.
Yeah. Let's go back to 1955.
Come on. I mean, you know, Mikey Adams. All right, does he have a medical issue? Well maybe.
Mentally, maybe not.
But Mikey loves getting, you know, medical marijuana.
I did smell marijuana, but I have no idea where it came from.
Exactly. But why is CBS rejecting this? And I look at the most money that is spent on advertising for football games, what we think it would be? What category would it be? Alcohol. Absolutely. Oh, okay. Alcohol. Beer. Wine and Crown.
So what, all their alcohol sponsors like Bud Light? And
hello, is he drunk?
You've never seen this Crown advertisement where they tell the people who are drinking Crown to drink lots of water with it?
They have water break. It is so...
Trust me, they did their part. You should do that.
Oh, yeah. Basically, it's just a way for them
water
to drink
it down
more.
So you don't get...
No. You can drink more if you drink water. Mm. You don't get as hammered as fast.
So isn't this a little stupid? Because we all know that the National Football League right now may be against marijuana. Right now, because they're rejecting
the
money.
At the moment. But like gambling.
But they were anti-gambling for how many years?
Forever.
All right.
They'll soften it. It'll be treated just like alcohol.
Right. Until they can get some money out of it.
Yeah. We got to find a way of getting weed.
You're telling me? Do you think our salespeople are rejecting the medical marijuana?
No, I hear them all the time, actually.
No.
We get everything, right?
Everything.
Yeah, you're soft there.
I don't know.
You're soft there, we got a pill for you.
We got all that stuff on the air here. I can understand why they're passing on it. I'm sure they think it sends the wrong message.
Well, for a league
I'll tell you what, I think it's more
for the league, isn't it? I mean, they kick guys out of the league.
Yeah, but they
got to
stop.
Caught smoking weed.
Yeah, but they got to change
that. But I mean, that's the ultimate. I mean, literally, people, they
also test if you're in the drug program for alcohol. Right? And there are guys that have had DUIs, guys who have gone and killed, aren't they stalwarts?
Murderers?
Murderers.
Killers?
Killers.
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 Murderers by killers.
Killers. Motorists. So, I mean, his dad was murdered by killers. It's a little hypocritical, I think. And you know, the worst part is you know that as society changes in the next year or two, the National Football League is going to do it too. Yeah. I tell you what, you want to teach the youth something? All right, Mr. Commissioner?
Youth?
Get the freaking calls correct in the most important games of the season, okay? Don't screw the little kids in Louisiana.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Those are the kids that got screwed here this weekend. Don't give me that. For the youth of America, we're not going to advertise for medical marijuana. All right, boys, let's do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to pay some. You got to sell some soap.
Talking about the kids. Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 2 p.m. Be here tomorrow. We're out.
It's over. We suck.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.